So, Together for the Common Good is a UK charity dedicated to civic and spiritual renewal. We draw on Catholic social thought to help the Church reimagine her vocation to be a blessing on society at a time of profound change and instability. We do this in practical ways by resourcing local churches, leaders, Christian organisations, young people and schools, by producing resources, creating platforms for thought leadership, and through public conversations. Can I tell you how this started? So this is a story of the English Church. I grew up in an Anglican clergy family. My father was a bishop. I was a rebel and estranged from the Church. My father, David Shepherd, was the Anglican Bishop of Liverpool, and his 22-year partnership with the Catholic Archbishop Warlock became a groundbreaking interconfessional civic friendship that blessed a troubled city. And it was actually their partnership that led to the historic visit of St. John Paul II in 1982, the first visit to the UK by a reigning pope since the Reformation. This all happened, by the way, while I was still distanced from the Christian faith. And then in my mid-20s, I had a conversion experience, and I was received into the Catholic Church. For the next 23 years, I lived a quiet life, developed a prayer practice, raised my children, and worked in unremarkable jobs. But then in my late 40s, in 2011, I experienced the calling of the Holy Spirit on my life. And I was prompted to sense the early signs of what we now know as the new era of the social, economic, and cultural unravelling. I saw communities abandoned, the undermining of democracy, the risk of social unrest. I had questions about the state of the Church and its capacity to make an effective Christian response. It had lost confidence and needed help. At the same time, I saw the potential of the people of God as catalysts for spiritual and civic renewal. People joined me, and Together for the Common Good emerged. We focused on the vocation of the Church in our country. We asked, what is God's mission for the Church? How is it called to act? We examined the inheritance of the Church in England and the lessons to be learned. And along the way, I discovered the tradition of Catholic social thought. No one in my formation journey had ever mentioned it. In particular, I found that Rerum Novarum, Centesimus Annus, and Laborum Exercens helped us see what had gone wrong in our political economy in our post-war period and how to put it right. But CST was often either unknown, too theoretical, swamped by secular worldviews, oversimplified, or politically co-opted by either the left or the right. It wasn't getting through to the ordinary people in the Church. But I could see how it had the potential to inspire a pathway to restore and redeem society and uphold the sacred in an increasingly secularized context of crisis and accelerated change. In the emptiness of vision among our political class, against the backdrop of multiple pathologies of human distress and a demoralized population, we worked with others to examine our present situation very carefully. Some of those people are here today, and some of them were engaged for a lot longer before I came into this work. Right from the very beginning, we recognised that what was needed was to generate a common good language, rooted in Catholic tradition, around which people could unite, by contrast with the diverse, the divisive agendas of market, welfare, human rights. We saw that this could not be generated in theory, but only in practice, and only in relationship with others at all levels and across many sectors. We recognised the need to build an alliance, especially of Christians, to engage with this common good vocabulary. We also recognised that evangelisation is incomplete without an understanding of context rooted in Catholic social thought. It generates a more holistic and more credible evangelization. Our view is that the following things are important for the Church in England at this time. to be outward facing, relationally rooted in neighbourhood, to live in solidarity with poor communities, to make the framework of Catholic social thought more accessible and grounded in the local, and to correct mission drift, to promote justice in its authentic Catholic form. We think it's important to take responsibility as a relational church at all levels, personal, family, local, regional, national, international, from the character of the local church to matters of statecraft. We think it's important to build a strong alliance across the churches with our brothers and sisters in Christ and with others of goodwill, despite doctrinal differences, because often we find agreement in areas of political economy. We think it's important to be an alliance committed to upholding the sacred, to uphold the human space, to restore the language of mutual obligation and reciprocity. We think it's important to assert a constructive worldview to challenge the prevailing ideologies and the dehumanizing tendencies of global corporate interests enabled by technocratic states. And so our work focuses on a number of areas. We engage Christian leaders by providing public lectures and webinars on matters of political economy, such as work, economy, civic participation, family, migration, people and planet, housing, social peace, what it means to be human, and much more. And we invite these leading thinkers to address these topics, and we convene invited audiences of Christian leaders across doctrine, across opinion, to help these leaders learn through deliberation, to grow their confidence, and to build relationships between them. We also advise leaders, Catholic and Christian, across the churches, parachurch organizations, and charities, who are asking questions about mission, about poverty, about community cohesion. They're asking about the political moment, the implications for their ministry. We give workshops, sessions, and talks, and help churches and charities and other organizations to remember their tradition and to correct mission drift, to inspire them with a common good vision for their work and ministry. We accompany leaders in private conversations. Much of our work is under the radar. We teach in a relational way, through conversation, journeying with people, intentionally spending time, especially with young leaders. It's messier and less programmatic, but more effective. And we work with young people. Our 10-week program for schools consists of lessons, assemblies, and community engagement for 11 to 16-year-olds. We train teachers to deliver in school, helping them position the school as a force for the common good in the neighborhood, helping these young people see the importance of responsibility, relationships, and reciprocity. We accompany local church leaders too, to help them discern their vocation for the common good in the neighborhood, encouraging them to create a sense of family and to build civic relationships with neighboring institutions. So many of these local churches have lost their way. There's such a loss of confidence. They need help. We create resources too to be used on the ground. For example, we're developing a journey for congregations at the moment to explore God's economy in Scripture, bringing together the insights of an Orthodox Jewish scholar with Catholic social thought in order to stir the heart around issues of justice and economic reform. We also produce a podcast, Leaving Egypt, addressing what it means to be God's people in this time of unraveling. Our listeners are leaders from across the churches, from across the UK and North America and beyond. We explore the causes of our cultural and social upheaval, as well as stories of how the Holy Spirit is working in the local, at the grassroots. And we weave in the insights of Catholic social thought for our audience, many of whom have never heard of it before. We also produce a website full of resources, stories, materials. We share our talks, videos, and so on, www.togetherforthecommongood.co.uk. And so for the last 13 years, Together for the Common Good has unfolded. It's been a creative, spirit-led project with a number of different integrated strands, each resourcing the other. It's always changing and dynamic. Thousands of people have been involved, and yet we are a small, independent, and maybe agile enough to experiment in ways the institutional church can't. We punch above our weight thanks to many associates working alongside our small core team. We always work in partnership as a matter of principle. We are part of a broader coalition of like-minded organizations and leaders operating operating as a creative minority. And some are here this afternoon, but there are many more. So I guess Together for the Common Good we describe as a kind of catalyst, constantly learning, stirring up energy around the living tradition of Catholic social thought, agitating for the tradition both within and outside the Catholic Church. So this is just one story from the English Church. There are many others, but something good is happening here. We are all workers in the same vineyard, each with our own emphasis, working together for the common good. Thank you.